With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lacta Flambeau Business Development Corporation is starting a new radio station called WLDF The Torch. WXPR's Hannah Davis Reed talked to those behind the scenes about their work.
Not too many people launch radio stations in 2024.
But that's exactly what's happening in Lacta Flambeau. Brian Rickman is the radio station's director of broadcast media.
You know, it's really been an exciting thing.
WLDF The Torch will be an adult alternative native-owned radio station with music, local news, weather, cultural programming, and sports coverage. Their signal will cover all of the Lacta Flambeau Reservation and some outlying communities. Rickman says the station will be a multimedia center for the community, providing a workshop for area students and tribal members to try out different cameras and video equipment. Their main goal is to improve communication in the community. Parts of the reservation have spotty internet or cell connection, meaning some people may not receive timely information. Zachary Allen is the Lacta Flambeau Business Development Corporation's Marketing and Public Relations Director.
We're in a very secluded rural area, and the resources that we have here in Lacta Flambeau, you know, they are growing, but, you know, are still limited in some of our areas, especially when it comes to elder communication.
While Rickman says they won't start off broadcasting 24/7, he hopes the station can one day build up to that.
Radio, I think, is in kind of a precarious place right now as far as the industry is concerned. And, you know, what we'd like to do is kind of lead that direction forward.
He says they're actively hiring for an operations manager as well as a sales manager. Their tentative launch date for the station is November 21st, and you can hear them at 92.9 FM. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis Reed.
If you live in the Northwoods, you've probably noticed internet reception can get spotty in some areas, but the Lacta Flambeau Business Development Corporation is hoping to make that a thing of the past. By cutting the ceremonial ribbon at their new internet service center, the Lacta Flambeau tribe is hoping to connect their residents and those in the surrounding area with better internet service. That's something tribal leaders like Tribal Council President John Johnson say is a big need.
For me, another resource for communicate with our people on and off the reservation here in Lacta Flambeau, this is going to be a good thing for us.
After the tribe received almost $26 million from the National Telecommunications and Information Administration, they got to work on the new center and running fiber optic cables to homes on the reservation. Dion Reynolds, the COO of the Lacta Flambeau Business Development Corporation, says installing the cables and maintaining them will bring more jobs to the community.
AFIRE is a local broadband company that's going to be employing tribal members, creating jobs for tribal members that haven't been there before, and technology. And I think that, you know, that's going to be another thing that's going to boost the community.
Officials from AFIRE said that now that things are up and running, the next step will be hiring people to fill several roles. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Wisconsin experienced its first election using the state's new, more competitive political maps. Experts said it made a significant difference in outcomes, although Republicans maintained majorities in both the Assembly and State Senate. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Democrats made some key gains in the Wisconsin legislature, which they believe puts them in a better position to gain chamber control in 2026. Political scientist David Helpap with the University of Wisconsin at Green Bay says this lays the groundwork for changes in future policy proposals.
As districts become more competitive, it makes it more difficult for those who are elected officials in those districts to really propose policies that are too far left or right of center, simply because they know they're going to have to answer to voters that are more center than they used to be.
He says the new legislative maps leveled the playing field for legislators in a way that Wisconsin hasn't seen in more than a decade, making it possible for Democrats to pick up key seats in districts covering the northern Milwaukee suburbs, the north side of Madison, as well as Richland and Sauk counties, the Green Bay area, and much of the Fox cities. Until Governor Tony Evers came into office, Republicans had free rein in choosing which policies to push forward, Helpap adds. But Evers changed that dynamic overall, most recently with the new legislative maps. One of the biggest upcoming policy issues is the next state budget. From K through 12 education to funding local government, the UW system, and corrections, Helpap says that's where Wisconsinites could see the impact of these changes the most, and the dynamic will be different.
There's no doubt that Republicans still have the majority and they can sort of proceed in that fashion. But I think perhaps some folks will be thinking about the next election cycle and maybe the implications of specific decisions that they'll be making during this budget process.
Wisconsin also picked up a key Democratic win on the national level, with Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin winning a third term in the U.S. Senate by less than a percentage point. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Democrat Alyssa Slotkin has won an open U.S. Senate seat in Michigan. The Associated Press called the race Wednesday. The third-term congresswoman defeated former Republican Representative Mike Rogers. The GOP was hoping to claim a rare open seat that Democrats have controlled for decades. Open houses are planned to share information on proposed changes to Wisconsin's deer management units, including one in Woodruff. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will host four open houses in mid-November. The DNR reviews deer management unit boundaries every few years. One focus of this year's review is management units in the Northern Forest Zone. DNR staff members will be available to talk about the review process and proposals being considered. The session in Woodruff will be held November 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Woodruff Town Hall. There will also be a virtual session via Zoom on November 18th. Meetings are also planned in Cable November 19th and Adams November 20th. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.